Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and BlackBerry users. Because apparently, BlackBerry users are a very, you know, species. Yeah. Yeah.
We are very dirty.
Welcome to the first. Is this the first? I think it is. The first episode of Tomp, the unnamed movie podcast. For 2010.
2010.
Okay.
We only have 1,990.
No, I did not.
Exactly.
Point well taken.
We have 2 years left. Everyone enjoy it.
Okay. I'm Douglas. With me is Damien. Say hello, Damien.
Hi.
And Andrew. Say
hey,
hello.
How are you doing?
Okay.
So that energy is, for this one.
Yes. That is our lineup for today. No special guests. No. It's just us.
It was a core three to ring in
exactly
the new year.
Yes. And today we are going to talk about, well, first it started out as a top 10, but it's really just all of the movies that we're looking forward to for this year.
Oh, then I need another list now.
I can tell you, my top 10 is not 10.
That's just cheated. I cheated last.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, how we're going to do it this week is a little bit different from last week. Last week we actually went through, each person did their 10 and then the next person went on, but this time we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to do it one at a time. Each person gets one movie and then we move on. Yeah. And, you know, if, for example, Andrew steals one of my movies, I punch him in the face. And then I scratch it off on my list and then I talk about another one.
Keeping in with the name of the podcast.
Do not clean with benzene, phenol, alcohol, or other solvents.
For those of you who cannot see what Damon is talking about,
Nintendo, 1985.
Yes, let's hold it up for the folks to see. He's looking at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles NES original Nintendo game from, like, what, 1985?
One of the most difficult games in the world.
And apparently
next to Gran Turismo, of course.
Do you play Ninja Gaiden?
The only thing I could do well in that game was I could do the thing where you jump from one side to another and climb. That's about as far as I got.
Anyways, I think we were going on about movies today.
Yes, we're talking about movies. So, we are going to now talk about our most anticipated movies for this year, 2010. Andrew, you start off.
First movie I have to pick is one of those that I have to see this year. And I mean, it's not the one that you're thinking of. It's not the summer blockbusters that you all know are coming out. This is one that, you know, has its cult following, but not many people who I am friends with probably won't know what it is when I tell them the name, and that's Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I'm sure both of us, we have, like, almost the same list.
No, yeah. It's the next film directed by Edgar Wright. It's based on Brian Lee O'Malley's graphic novels, which
what else has Edgar Wright done? Sorry to cut.
Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and Spaced.
Fair. I know, officially. Wait. Sarah is in this one, right?
Yes.
Never
mind.
Nope.
Anyways, leaving Damien alone. As he said, Michael Cera is in it. It's about based on Brian Lee O'Malley's graphic novels of the same name. And it, like, I didn't know what to think of this film. I was like, Damien, I was like, it's another Edgar Wright film, but Michael Cera is in it, and there's no Nick Frost or Simon Pegg.
This coming from a man who I'm pretty sure is a Michael Cera fan.
After year one.
Wow, it was that bad, was it?
It was that bad.
I'm never watching that show either.
No, yeah, I don't think I can.
Wow.
Because
Jack Black and this dude.
Jack Black is horrible. Or,
no,
generally he's horrible.
He's been in some good movies.
He's done well,
but
in
by and large,
yeah,
he's quite annoying and plays the same type of person.
And
every
he
movie
always finds a way to scat in each of his movies. Shut up, Jack.
Not a big Jack Black fan. Or a Tenacious D fan.
Oh, nah.
I like some Tenacious D songs.
Good.
No,
second album, not so great, but first album
there's
was
a few
so good.
Tracks that I like, but I wouldn't go as far as to say I like Tenacious D.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie. I love the comic book, which I discovered this year, and I was so sad when I finally read all 5 volumes that were out, only to find out there is one more that is coming out this year, and I had to wait like however months for it to come out, so I have to still wait. But yeah, I want to watch this movie.
Damian, you're next.
So those who start off with the big guns, right? So there's this dude called Chris Nolan.
Again, another Tom.
There's going to be a lot of Tom. So he made this small indie movie. The following.
That one.
So he actually did pick the indie movie.
A long, long time ago, and then has proceeded to make like a trillion dollars. Movies since then. Most notably, The Dark Knight. Here's a movie called Inception that's coming out next year that stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Ellen Page, and Cobra Commando.
Will he ever live down that road?
No, never.
What did you think of that movie, by the way?
That movie is, it is okay.
Yeah, okay.
The reason, the problem with that movie is that there is, you guys haven't played Modern Warfare 2, but if they had made Modern Warfare 2 and called it G.I. Joe, you'd have no problems accepting it. It is as ridiculous as G.I. Joe should have been. G.I. Joe wasn't, the CGs on that good. That has nothing to do with anything. He's Cobra Commander, and that is just hilarious to me. Because he's the like, if someone had told me, cast Cobra Commander, his name would never at any point I'm gonna find it so amusing that he's actually cool. I can't wait till they have more. I hope they keep making it.
Oh yeah. And he comes back and
just his Oh Lord. So Inception, that is my most highly anticipated. I mean, I'm a Nolan fanboy. It's no surprise to anybody here in this room. I cannot wait. I love DiCaprio, I love Ellen Page and Cobra Commander.
Ellen Page for the win. Oh yeah, and just as a side note, because who is in the chat room but Luz Belson, and I don't know what his real name is, but I think that's the name on Twitter, and he's been ragging on me since last month when I was doing the Decade Remembered lists, and I did 2007, and I did not list Superbad in my top 10 films of 2007.
Okay.
Luz Belson, get over it. Moving on.
I mean, I'm not sure what else came out into it, man. I can't really.
I'm pretty sure I could find 10 movies.
Exactly.
He complained that I put Knocked Up over Superbad.
Excuse me, sir.
I can see his argument, but I mean, seriously, they're interchangeable.
Knocked Up is way better than Superbad. I'm not saying Superbad is bad, it's actually kind of good.
It depends on who you talk to.
That's yeah. But that's how it always is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like,
I mean, show that Andrew for being wrong. You've come to the right place. Totally not.
It's akin to our podcast mentions of me liking Disturbia.
Yes. Can we say that in the pantheon and never thought?
Okay. All right. That's done. Whoosh. Whoosh.
Okay. Anyway, I guess it's my turn, and I'm just going to come out. I'm going to pull out another big gun.
Okay.
I mean, you know, everybody is going to have this on their list. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And this movie, it's a movie with this guy. He just did a recent one, Sherlock Holmes, Iron Man 2.
I thought he was a Reaper man.
No,
but you had a law.
I did have a law.
And he is this. And the,
hold on, wait.
The Sherlock.
Hold on,
Holmes
stop. Oh wait, oh you're talking.
Yeah,
no, oh,
yeah.
Sorry,
Sherlock Holmes.
No, flustered.
Does it fall into that law?
Sherlock Holmes bends the law. But I maintain that it still has not been broken.
Have you seen the Reaper Man trailer?
Yes, I have. And
do you
I
think
love
that
it
might bend the law some more?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. It might. But you see, the thing about it, though, is that I really like the trailer up until the point that he gets the heart and he, you know, has this change of heart.
But you knew, I mean,
Yeah. It's probably going to be a fun movie to watch.
Have you seen that musical from last year, Reaper the Genetic Opera?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
Sonny Noomi and me.
I'm just asking. You
on
did?
One of the podcasts, yeah.
Can't remember.
I just not into the music. The music didn't grab.
When I watched the trailer for Repo Men, yeah, I was slightly interested because it looked a little kick ass and awesome, but I kept thinking back to I really like that musical.
Not a musical person. I mean, you're going to probably love Nine. I haven't seen it as yet.
Well,
this you will love it, despite all the bad.
Everybody says it's horrible, though.
By the way, this
except
weekend
I've only heard one. Well, it was not a good review. He was like he basically liked it in spite of all the bad.
As a side note about Nine, which I think is coming out sometime this month at the cinema, so I can see that. This weekend I watched 8.5 for the first time. Wasn't a fan. I'm sorry. But we're talking about 2010.
No, we're talking about Iron Man 2.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And Iron Man 2 looks to be the kick-ass follow-up to what was Iron Man 1.
I forgot that Favreau did Elf.
Yeah, he did. He did.
John Favreau, why?
I'll tell you why. Because
Zathura. Zathura.
It could have been that, but
dude, Zathura. I should say it's worse than Elf, but I mean, there's no really way to quantify that. Those moves are just terrible. I'm just glad that he's doing Iron Man. Iron Man 2 looks awesome.
Does look awesome. This is true.
That trailer looks.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Yes, Mickey Rourke looks fantastic in this movie. I'm very upset that they didn't bring back Terrence Howard. Even though I'm not a big Terrence Howard fan, but
just because you hate,
I really don't like Don Cheadle.
Wow,
this guy does a couple feel good movies, and all of a sudden everybody loves him. What the hell?
Anyway, I've liked Don Cheadle since Boogie Nights.
I forgot he was in that movie.
He's got one good movie there. But that's because, you know, it's a Paul Thomas Anderson film. Come on. Moving on with this. Moving on.
Another movie that I have to see, like, I cannot not see this film this year, is Toy Story 3. Pixar is bringing back Woody and Buzz. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait. People are talking about this new character that I refuse to watch the featurette for, but just the picture of him makes me laugh.
Fancy pants or something like that.
Prickly pants or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a porcupine, it seems.
Right, the dude, he's Lee Unkrich, I think. He also did Finding Nemo, and that's all I needed to know for this. Never mind that he did Toy Story 2. Couldn't care less. Finding Nemo is...
I thought it was
far.
The Finding Nemo.
The Finding Nemo. Far enough, in my favorite. I was looking back and I was thinking, like, seriously, which one have I seen the most and had the most connection with, and the Finding Nemo.
You and lost your son.
Escape. Phenomenal. I love them. I mean, I'm not trying to put down the other Pixar movies as not being great. I just love that one the most.
Okay.
I'll ignore the opportunity to say what I should say and move on.
Yeah.
Damon,
your turn.
Alright, so since Douglas, of course, has taken the number 2 slot, I'm going straight to Scott Saunders' Black Dynamite. Sony Picture Classics, I think, is putting this out this year. This movie's phenomenal.
Speaking of Sony Pictures Classics, these guys are playing around with Moon.
Oh yeah, I read about that.
You guys read these articles?
Yeah. Money's kind of tight and you're developing 3D technology.
No, listen. That's rubbish. You hear what they said? First they came out and they said, listen, all of the DVDs that we have, the screener DVDs, are not watermarked and it would cost too much money to watermark them. You know what I almost did? I almost went and installed Ubuntu Linux on my computer and watermarked Moon for them and then wrote an article about how to do it in less than 2 hours with free software. so that they could, you know, somehow realize that that's crap.
It is going to be expensive because Sony has to hire engineers to come up with a Sony way to watermark.
And then actually,
Sony product.
Later they came around with a different response, and they said, okay, it's not really that. What it is that we don't want it to be pirated. Hang on, hasn't it been downloaded by millions of people already?
Didn't you see what Duncan Jones
exactly.
said?
Exactly. It was the number one torrented movie for a couple of weeks back when it came out, as far as Torrent Freak was
concerned.
So.
Right, so Black Dynamite. Michael Jai White helped write this.
He actually was involved?
Yeah.
I was not a fan of this fellow. He's coming a lot of like C-rate terrible movies, but this is actually quite terrific, and anyone who gets a chance to see this movie needs to run out and see it. It is wonderful. And special mention, Tommy Davis is in this movie. I've always liked that dude.
Remind me who's Tommy Davis, and I can't get a face to that name.
He is alright, you remember In Living Color?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. He's like really short.
Yes, and he keeps impersonating like the old singers, and he's really
him, okay.
Yeah.
Tommy Davis. I haven't seen him in anything for a while.
Yeah, because
I'm just so happy.
For a long time. He was in stuff like Booty Call. Come on.
Alright, so to Douglas.
To Douglas. Alright, I'm going to get another big name here. Kick-Ass.
What?
You know, I'm sure as our lists go longer and longer, we'll get into the more obscure stuff. But yes, Kick-Ass. I'm so looking forward to this movie. This is the third film, I believe, from Matthew Vaughn. The first being Layer Cake, which was amazing. The second being Stardust, which was completely different from Layer Cake in so many different ways, and somehow we made it fantastic again.
There is really no overlap.
Layer Cake is a British mobster movie
that is as gritty as all hell.
And then Stardust is this fairy tale written by Neil Gaiman. I don't know what he did.
And now he's going to kick ass in a movie called
Kick Ass. Yes, I mean, and again, Kick Ass is now a third, completely different movie. It, I'm sure it will have some sort of closeness with Layer Cake because it's not going to be gritty, it's going to be cartoonish
in a lot of ways.
I kind of find hilarious the story of the production of that film, in that they did it completely independent
and then
got to sell it without having to cut one scene from the film, because I've told you, I've read the first section of the book, and just like, even when you saw that Red Band trailer, when you saw the woman just cutting up people, like, you can just imagine how ridiculous this film, violent this film is going to be. Right, and can you imagine compared to last year when they had Trick or Treat and wouldn't release that theatrically?
Right, but America doesn't really have a problem with violence. They have a problem with sex.
Yeah. That's true.
But you can be, some of the shit you can put on a screen. Just look at the horror movies like Saw. They really do have a problem with being violent. Part of the reason with Trick or Treat was because they had kids in the movie and the kids died, or there was some controversy about that. But again, maybe it was an issue with whoever was putting out Trick or Treat. But clearly with these guys who are putting out Kick-Ass, is not an issue. They just don't see it as that big a deal. But that movie, this summer is shaping up to be very good.
I hope so. I really, really do.
Moving down my list, the next film that I have to see this year is Robert Rodriguez's Machete. It's apparently finished filming. It's going to come out close to the summer. It's the release date I have written down for Machete is April 16.
Day after birthday. Woo!
I'll take you to the movie.
Birthday present.
Yay.
Like it's going to come out.
I've already told him what he needs to buy me for my birthday.
Listen, by the way, wait, hang on, no. Robert? Yes, Rodriguez, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay.
If you're listening to this...
Please make it good.
Yes, please make it good, and...
Oh, come on. It's going to be in the same vein as Planet Terror, exactly. Which was awesome.
It was awesome. Uh-huh. Yep, shut up.
You didn't like Planet Terror?
No. Anyway.
Awesome is not a word.
No, what I was going to say to Robbie...
All right, go on, sorry.
...was that I know it's not going to come out in Jamaica on April 16th. So, what he needs to do for my birthday... Because it is my to send me a screen up.
I like where this is going.
And I will watch it and I'll review it for him, you know. I'll tell him what I think and if he wants to make any changes between the 15th and the 16th based on my expert opinions. I think that would be mutually beneficial.
You know what I think? We should stop smoking before the podcast.
Stop giving all those critics validation. We do not smoke before the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Or at least I don't. I don't know if Damien does before he comes here. But yeah, I just keep remembering that trailer before Planet Terror of Machete. I just keep remembering the line when the guy picks up the phone and says, "Where's my wife and daughter?" And you just see them cut to Machete in the river with the two women.
But back to a director that we've already talked about, I have to tell you that my favorite fake trailer from that one was Don't by Edgar Wright. It even had Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, and it was just, oh my god.
You want to go in that room? Don't. So yeah, moving along.
Well, it's my turn.
Yep.
Right. So what I assumed is Andrew's most anticipated movie of 2009, Alice in Wonderland by Tim Burton. I saw the trailer and went, I think Tim Burton's got it right this time, because this movie looks... I mean, if the movie is just the trailer repeated for like an hour and a half, I think I'd be okay with that.
It'll be in 3D, so it'll be digital, so you can go and watch it.
Just the visuals alone. I mean, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, I don't know if like they signed a pact with the devil like a long time ago. That's why they keep working together, I don't know. This seems to be a fruitful relationship.
Very much so, yes.
Is this like number 7 or 8 now?
There's so many movies. I mean, just simply judging from my list, which was so long, and I'm sure there's so many different movies that you have that are not on mine. It's fantastic. This 2010, I'm crossing my fingers here, could be a good year.
Don't worry, we still have to get to March like every other year.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so that's
you. So for me, this movie isn't as big as the other ones, but I'm pretty sure most people, at least everybody in the chat room probably here knows about it. And I know we all do. Daybreakers with Ethan Hawke and Willem Dafoe, the vampire movie. I am really looking forward to that film.
It's not in my top 10.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be my top 10, but top 10. It's up there. It's definitely up there.
I definitely want to see it. I'm considering lifting my...
Caribbean.
Not Caribbean.
For that one?
No, for this year.
Oh, for this year.
Okay. Oh, you want to give it a second run?
Yeah, but...
See how long you last this time?
But just know we're going to have issues.
I'm telling you, you're going to have issues. I have issues, and I'm generally a very laid-back kind of guy.
I mean, for the biggest tentpole release of last year, Avatar... They still didn't even attempt to fix the song.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
We went to see Sherlock Holmes, and as wonderful a film as it was, there was a kerfuffle during the showing. And it wasn't a usual kerfuffle that we're used to, wherein that, you know, there's a green line on the screen, it's on the curtain instead of the screen, it's a little darker than usual or whatever. It's not a usual kerfuffle. It's a whole new kerfuffle. this kerfuffle, yes, I've said that around 5 times already, is that it looked like the print had been warped at one section. Like, it had been burnt. Like, it had been overheated during a screening. Yeah. And therefore, for like 2-3 seconds, we saw like the print just go cockeyed and...
Yeah. You actually saw like the sides of the films. You know what it looked like?
Thanks for encouraging.
You ever seen Fight Club before? I shouldn't ask that question. Of course you've seen Fight Club before. And you know when Tyler Durden says... No, not when he's cutting up. No. Okay. When he says, you know, you are not special. Mm-hmm. We are all, you know, dancing monkeys, whatnot. And then the film kind of sways like that, right, and it gets burned. That's what it looked like.
Wow.
It reminded me of... Holy shit, the name just escaped me. The biker game from LucasArts that we love. Mm.
Full Throttle.
There's this one bit in the game where you're supposed to mess up the film.
Right.
I remember that. Wow. And it reminded me of that. And I know this in my heart. I haven't gone to check. But I know in my heart that they are still playing that print. They are not going to find a new print to play.
Fancy.
You're welcome. Whose turn was it?
Yours.
My turn? Another film that I'm looking forward to is Black Swan. The newest... It's Darren Aronofsky. You know I have
Natalie
to take it.
Portman.
And Mila Kunis.
Together.
Mila Kunis.
That is wrong. I love Darren Aronofsky. He hasn't made a bad movie. Ever.
I can neither
confirm or deny that. What movie don't you agree?
No.
He doesn't like Pi.
Really like this, but... Well, no. I will give Pi another chance because I was in a different mindset back then and, you know, so maybe that's just me being stupid. But I saw this movie recently.
Oh, yeah. You,
both of you like this movie.
I love that movie.
But that... There's a tree and it goes to space.
Dude, that movie's awesome. No, the phone.
Wandering to rule them all.
What the hell was that?
That
was horrible.
I love that movie.
Horrible.
I was I know Douglas is especially going to contend this statement. I'm not sure how far Damien will go with me, but he probably will. I was on Kevin Carr's recent podcast, Fat Guys at the Movies, second reel, talking about the best films of the decade, and I named The Fountain as my best film of the decade.
I can't go. I'm sorry. If I have to name a film for the last that is definitely the best one, I have to go with Lord of the Rings. In terms of, because Lord of the Rings had everything.
Are you saying the whole of them, or just are you picking one of the three?
All of
you know what? Okay. Might be the best. It's a weird movie.
Because
to say.
Technically, I mean, everything about that movie is astounding. There's no, apart from the billion multiple endings, there's no missteps in those three films.
I don't know. For me, I think the best movie I might have to say is, and it's more, not that it's a really good movie, but it is. But more for the game-changing factor.
That
was probably... No. Even though that... No, that
no.
is a game-changer, though. No.
It is a game-changer. Not a best movie,
but
a game-changer.
Anyway, but this game-changer is different. This game-changer was also a good movie. The Matrix.
That was 99.
Oh, it was 99? Wasn't
yep.
it? Oh, holy crap! Just missed out. I thought it was 2000.
Somehow I felt you were going to say that.
Okay, well then.
Anyways, as I was saying, Darren Aronofsky hasn't made a bad movie ever in my book. All of his movies are fantastic as far as I can tell. I want to see Black Swan. Damien?
I like most of his other stuff, I'm sorry.
Gary Whittle. He used to run a couple video game magazines over in England, and he came across and was helping at 1UP for a while. And the reason this name is important, and that you guys should remember it, is because this fool is in charge of the Akira live-action movie. Now, he has written... His
By
first
the way,
movie.
Just not, I don't really mm-hmm. want to cut you,
right.
but I just want to let it be known here.
Yeah.
Now and forever, even though it's going to get me quite a bit of flack, Akira is horrible.
Right. now he's done. This his first movie is The Book of Eli, being directed by Albert and Alan Moses Hughes, right? And The Book of Eli looks to be very good.
From the trailer. I hope so. Yeah.
And despite Mila Kunis being in it.
I have no hopes for that film.
I am this
Tom Waits, man. Tom Waits.
Denzel Washington and Gary Oldman is in this movie. And I'm hoping against everything else that this movie is awesome. So that it can give me some amount of hope for the Akira movie. Because if this movie is bad, then you can shut down production on Akira. No. But it's coming out soon, which is good. I'll get a chance to see it. And I mean, the trailer looks awesome. It really, really does look awesome.
It's
like the road with... It's like what I Am Legend should have been.
For some reason, I just don't buy Denzel in that role. Just looks wrong to me.
No.
Did you see Training Day? King Kong ain't got shit.
Yeah. Looks I'm really looking forward to this one.
So wait, which movie are you saying looking forward to? Book of Eli?
Book of Eli.
Oh, okay. Because
okay.
I wasn't sure if it was that or Akira you were talking about.
I don't think Akira is this year. It's 2011, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, for me, I think that the next movie I'm going to talk about is actually a movie by a very well-known, very respected director, Scorsese. It's Shutter Island.
Wasn't that last year?
It should have been. But some bastard, some suit said, you know what? Let's push it about 4 months.
It's so close to Avatar. What are you talking about? It's September. Never mind. Too much overlap.
Yeah. Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio, who is, I mean, he has really changed my mind so much.
He's going to have a stellar year this year.
Yes. I remember when I thought Leo was the worst thing ever, and now I think he is one of the best actors.
I saw Titanic before Gilbert Grape.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Fuck this kid.
Boy, Gilbert.
And then I saw Gilbert Grape. Oh my goodness.
I could not believe that it was the same person.
For me, it has to be Romeo plus Juliet that turned me off. But I kind of want to rewatch it because it's Baz Luhrmann, and I think I just automatically hated it at the time because I was 12 or some shit.
I saw Titanic, then I saw Gilbert Grape, then I saw Romeo and Juliet, and I had to like fight myself. Look, I've seen he's better than this. I've seen him do better. This can't be it. If he's going down this road, it's going to be terrible. But he didn't.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I remember it started
Could have
me
been
when
another
I saw,
Freddie Prinze Jr. on her hands.
Catch Me If You Can.
That was a fantastic
that was a really
movie.
Good movie. And that was the first movie where I said,
here you go.
Look at this guy.
And he did something. He did The Beach.
The Beach. That actually wasn't bad, but I didn't watch it when it came out.
Wasn't that fun of a movie?
I actually haven't watched that one.
It's not great.
No,
and he's not great in it either, to
but
tell you the truth.
Better
but,
than.
Yeah. And there's this video game section that I just love.
Right.
So that's me. What about you, Andrew?
The next one that I have to mention is one that's been talked about forever since the first film came out way back when. And finally in December we're going to get the sequel that everyone's been wanting, and I really want to see because I love the original when I saw it for the first time around 5 years ago. It's Tron Legacy.
Oh!
What movie were you thinking I was going to talk
about? Wall Street.
I thought he was going to take my last movie that I'm going to do today.
I'm trying to be different. I'm attempting to be slightly different while forcing a
That's
few.
That's probably actually not even coming out this year. But,
it's set for December.
Sorry.
I really want to see this movie. The teaser that came out just looks amazing visually.
So my problem with Tron is basically my problem with a lot of 80s movies that people love. I didn't see it when it came out.
I didn't see Tron when it came out.
As a child. And I saw Tron not like about 5 years ago, I think.
That's about the same time I saw it.
Man, that movie. No. Light cycles may have been cool in the 80s.
So what did you think of the legacy like cycles?
No, I mean, the movie, like the trailer looks phenomenal. And I'm hoping that it will do for me now what Tron should have done in the 80s. But I'm not I'm just not a fan of the first one.
And the dude is back.
Dude.
Yeah, really.
Let's be serious.
Damon.
So, you've already said Toy Story 3, so I'm
scratch that one.
I had to take that one.
There's this book that has, I think the Bible is the only thing that has sold more copies, called Harry Potter.
Oh yes, yes, that's on my list too.
7.1.
Yeah, 7.1. My boy Yates straight killing it. I mean, it's Harry Potter, like the part, like. They've just gotten better and better and better for me. And the last one was true. Like, outside of just continuing the Harry Potter storyline, that movie standalone is a good movie. You can watch that by itself and it will be a good, good movie without any backstory, without anything.
Well, I don't know. I would venture to say that that is so with that movie. I love that movie, but also the fifth one and the third one.
No, I'm not saying it's the only one.
Right? Okay. Okay.
I mean the visuals, the direction, and everything about that last movie for me was outstanding. I'm just glad to see that this dude is wrapping up the books, and I can't wait. I love this series, and so that's my. Whatever
pick this is. Umpteenth.
Yep. Okay, so I'm about to go high, bro. Just letting everybody know.
Lift.
Lift.
Nonsense.
Alright, so recently I watched a movie. And it was odd. I don't think
really?
It was the best movie I've seen lately, but it was still decent.
Near Dark.
I will kill you. But
I will find you.
This movie was
he's doing Dune.
He is doing Dune.
Yeah, that really.
God.
That
really.
But you know what I found out? He also did To Paris with Love.
Yeah. Wow. But we haven't seen that. The trailer looks bad.
Did you see the trailer?
Yes.
It's horrible.
But movies have recovered
and
from bad trailers.
Did you see who is
before.
In the movie?
Yes.
Not just John Travolta. Not just John Travolta, but
no,
Mr. Gerard
like
Smiles. No, he's horrible. Horrible.
Dude, you don't win Oscar.
You guys are naming a film off my list for...
Yes,
for
yes
looking
I
forward.
Noticed.
Dude, you're looking forward to From Paris?
Yeah,
I wasn't...
By the way, I'm joking. I'd like you to please delete that from my list in the way.
I was...
Because I don't want that in my list. I don't want it sullying my good name, thank you very much.
I wasn't looking forward to this movie until the trailer came out the other day, and I watched it and I saw John Travolta hit the guy with the gun, whatever the part of the gun it's called, the shaft or whatever.
That's
and
impressive.
Like, it looks like it's just gonna be kick ass action that I want to watch.
You're turning into the motherfucking grave.
And that was Damien's
so
Blackberry.
With that. Let's see if I can actually say my movie. So, okay, yes. The movie that I saw was called Eagle vs. Shark. It stars Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. If you guys don't know him, he's hilarious. Movie was kind of odd. But I saw a trailer just the other day directed by the same guy. And this guy's name is, I hope I'm saying this right. I'm sure I'm not. Taika Waititi. If you actually look up on his IMDb page, they have him also listed as Taika Cohen, so I'm not sure how that works, if one is an alias or pen name or what, but anyway.
I refuse to look this up because it's too hilarious as is.
So he has directed a new movie called Boy, and it is another New Zealand type movie where this boy, or at least what I can gather from the trailer, this boy has essentially been left by his father alone. Not alone alone, but with other people. And his father clearly doesn't look like he's a good guy. But, you know, being a youngster, he kind of puts him on a pedestal and says, oh, my dad's the greatest. He does this and that and the other. And he's also an avid Michael Jackson fan, to the point where he imagines other people being Michael Jackson because he thinks they're cool. And, you know, you see like snippets in the trailer of him imagining his father as Michael Jackson in, you know, the white jacket and the black shirt and the white glove and laying down in the same pose as the album cover. And yeah. It's, I don't know, it just looks hilarious to me.
That doesn't sound highbrow to me. It's kind of stupid.
Oh, you bastard.
Not lying in it, Douglas. Nothing that he said, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so no, this is one of my movies for next year that I really want to watch. Boy by Taika Waititi.
By the way, I'd just like to let you know that Aaron in the chat room thought your ringtone was Sam Jackson.
To the motherfucking greatest.
Another film that I'm looking forward to this year has to be, which one should I pick? Shrek 4.
Hang on, are you being serious?
I am being completely serious. Now listen.
This is not like a...
Is Pixar taking over the Shrek series?
No.
I loved one.
Nope.
I loved two even more. Three was shit, I know. However, when I saw this
tease... No, I haven't been able to finish the third movie.
Dude, what?
I've started watching it so many times, and I still haven't been able
your
to
brain just goes...
I don't know what it was, but that trailer that I saw for the later Shrek film, it just made me laugh.
I haven't seen it, and I don't plan to.
Actually, I did see on the net that people were liking the trailer. That much I can say. But... Andrew, come on.
I kind of hope that they just end it on a good note because they look like they want this to be the last film.
Myers, no, they don't. They want it Myers to make a lot of money Guru. So they can make another movie.
Mike Myers, Love Guru, Shrek. So,
Wayne's World.
Yeah, that's true. Mike Myers has been in a lot of movies.
But lately.
Okay, alright.
Before, well, I have no problem with him before.
Technically, he was in Damn Glorious Bastards.
technically, that is a cameo.
Yeah, I just.
What is wrong with you?
Right. Some asshole said kick ass, so moving past that. So, Rian Johnson.
Oh shit, I forgot about that movie.
Small films. A lot of people don't really know. And he's apparently coming out with another one of his movies. I only know the name of the movie, Looper.
You don't know the concept behind it?
Don't care. I don't want to know until there's a trailer. I don't care. Please don't tell me.
I'm going to tell you no.
No, I don't want to.
It's like Inception. I really don't want to know what's going on in Inception.
Rian Johnson.
I want to go into the movie.
Putting out another movie. And that's all I needed to know. That was enough information. Right? I went, oh, Rian Johnson's in a movie.
I completely forgot about
it. And then I went to IMDb and there's no information. I went, thank you.
Thank you.
Lupo. Don't know what it's about. What is key that Rian Johnson
wrote and directed it.
And so it is one of my most anticipated.
I don't think he's found funding for it yet or anything, so I don't know if it's even going to happen.
Well,
at least for 2010 if it's going to happen.
As long as hope.
Exactly. Okay, so my next movie is one of those movies that maybe not a lot of people are looking forward to, but the people that are looking forward to are really looking forward to it. It's one of those cult type things. It was a show on Fox. No.
Is that this year?
Then it got cancelled for
Is that this
no
year?
Reason. You know, it could be this year. It's supposed to be this year, but there have been so many setbacks that it could be 2015. So, you never know. But I'm hoping... Smell Michael Cera and Jason Bateman and all sorts of
I'm turning
great
around
guys.
Extract was good.
Extract was really good. This movie, if you haven't figured it out already, is Arrested Development, the film, as opposed to the show. If you haven't watched the show, please just go out, rent the DVD. You don't even have to buy it, because I know you will once you rent it, because you will love this show. It is hilarious. There's nothing else for me to say. Just watch the show and you will be in my whole shoes.
That's not usually my top
of
anything.
So,
have you seen the show though before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Alright.
So a film slated for release on February 5th goes by the name of I Love You, Philip Morris.
You cock!
Wow.
That's my movie.
Jim Carrey looks hilarious in this movie. Isn't it Jude Law who plays the other dude?
No, it's Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Listen, I would not be looking forward to a Jude Law movie. What is wrong with you?
Oh, wait, never mind, sorry. I thought for a second earlier we were talking about Repo Man that you brought up. No, sorry. It's okay.
But to tell you the truth, I think it's going to be a fun movie, but at the same time...
Anyways.
Not sure...
The law.
Yeah.
Anyways, I Love You, Philip Morris. This movie looks hilarious. It looks like Jim Carrey getting back to hilarious characters.
Isn't this
fun.
One where he's gay?
Where he divorces his wife, gets thrown in jail, and he's gay, and he falls in love with this dude, Philip Morris, who's Ewan McGregor. I think he leaves the jail at one point or something.
There's some terrible movie that has a similar premise. That came out a couple of years ago. But I'm trying to remember.
You remember who's in it at least?
It wasn't big name people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks really hilarious from the French trailer that I remember seeing earlier this year. Last year, sorry.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, when is this movie coming out?
It's slated for release on
coming out
for February 5th. It looks funny. I want to watch it.
You and my girl, Scarlett Johansson.
There you go. That's all you need.
Rubbish!
So yeah, Damien. So Douglas.
All right. Michael Apted's Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn, whatever.
Is that another one coming out this year?
Yep.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. They got new funding. The ditch, who was it?
Fox.
Disney or Fox? That
it was Disney they were with, and now they're with Fox.
Yeah.
Right. So, this dude, he did The World is Not Enough.
Oh, speaking of The World is Not Enough. Have you guys read that Sam Mendes is going to be directing the new movie?
Yes. Thank you, Sam Mendes.
You know, the only thing I have to say about this is that I shed a tear for this film. Not because it's going to be bad or anything, but because I don't know how it's scheduled or anything, but all I hope is that it doesn't delay Preacher.
What?
No. Sam Mendes is supposed to direct Preacher, so...
Sam Mendes, James Wan, that's going to be awesome. Hopefully they put out Narnia in Christmas where it belongs. Not in summer, you morons.
Yeah, that's true. This is such a Christmas
putting
movie.
Out these movies and it belongs to Christmas.
Yes. Okay. I'm not going to watch this movie.
Christmas
while
movie.
Iron Man
if
is
Iron Man is anywhere near this
hell?
Movie. You have made a grave mistake. You put it out in Christmas. Alright? Listen to me carefully. Christmas. Where it can
but
make
then,
a killing.
But then it's right beside Harry Potter.
Look. if they put it out in Christmas, people will go and watch it. Right? It is just that simple. No matter what else is there, children are going to see the Narnia movie. And parents are going to bring their children to see the Narnia movie. Right? First week of Christmas holiday, you'll go and watch Harry Potter. And then the next week, you go and watch Narnia. It's just that simple. Right? Do not put it in someone. And we have billions of dollars now because Avatar is raking in the dough. But Christmas.
By the way, I like this comment in the chat room from Jada on the Don. Damien with rare sense. So Douglas.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
We're getting through this quick.
Okay, another movie I'm really looking forward to. This is a really weird movie, right? It's not that I haven't seen any trailers. I haven't heard anything other than this movie is being made. And I haven't read the source material. But just from the concept alone, this seems like it could be fantastic. And also Natalie Portman is involved, so there's that as well. This is Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Exactly, see? You know, once you say the name, you have to laugh.
Once you say the name, I remember that I like Pride and Prejudice.
I hated that book.
It has added zombies.
But I think that's hilarious.
No, I do.
You know, how could they...
I'm going to watch
this movie. So
it's Zombieland.
There's only positives.
So yes, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Somehow Mr. Darcy, I think that's a character. I still have not read this book or really watched one of the movies. I've seen a piece of the Keira Knightley version, but nothing like too fancy. But I don't know how they put in the zombies, but anything with zombies generally, it's an upgrade. So yeah.
No zombie fatigue yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Wow. Anyway. Another film on my list. one that details have been fuzzy and has been going up and down with production stuff. The Three Stooges. Sean Penn just came back. I think Jim Carrey is still involved.
No, he's not. He does not. Or at least I read in an article that he definitely is not involved anymore.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's true. Like I said, I read it in an article. Right. I mean, that could be crap. But
no,
that's
but
what I read.
Internet. I read it somewhere on there.
Are you saying that we lie to people?
A dude's cousin.
Anyways, Sean Penn is back. This movie, like, the idea of it sounds great to me. I've always watched the Three Stooges stuff a long time ago, and I thought that...
You always watched it a long time ago?
Of course I did.
Okay.
That's what he said, son.
I'll think about that sentence while I continue.
Right.
Okay? Okay.
So you always watched it a long time ago?
I always watched it.
I'm sorry, that sentence.
I know that they're making a...
I know that they're making a film about these people. Not a Three Stooges film, but about these people. It just seems really interesting. And with Sean Penn involved, I really want to watch it. It looks like a film that would involve a lot of great acting scenes. And
will it be funny?
More than likely have it fun moments, but not funny.
Because it's a biopic, essentially, right? So yeah, I don't think it would be extremely funny. Because these guys, apparently, they did funny stuff, but they weren't, like, you know... It seemed as if they had a hard time.
Okay.
You know?
They'd have their spats.
Right,
and they do have their spats, you're right, because the Three Stooges actually changed characters a few times.
I think it was just once, wasn't it?
Just the once?
Like
I
one dude.
It was twice, but okay.
This dude watched it all the time.
He should know. I'm sorry. Clearly, I am not the expert.
So now that we've blown past 10 and we're still going. So there's this dude, David Fincher.
Oh, of course, David Fincher.
And he makes movies. I don't know if you've heard.
Oh shit, the Facebook movie.
No, that is actually not the movie I'm looking forward to. Apparently there's a movie called Black Hole that he's supposed to be doing, and it's supposedly coming out in 2010. And much like Ryan Johnson, that is all the information I have. And much like Ryan Johnson, that is all the information I need.
Blind faith.
David Fincher, new movie. Yeah, that's... yeah. I'm excited, because that's about it.
Okay, can I talk about my new movie now?
Sure.
Okay, great, because I think that my new movie here is a perfect follow-up to yours, because it's essentially the same thing. All I needed to hear was who was involved in this movie. You know who's involved in this movie?
Pilgrim.
Ethan and Joel Cohen. That's all.
Okay.
I don't need to know anymore. Fair. And even on top of that...
I was looking for if they were putting out a movie this year and I couldn't find any information.
Even on top of that, I'm pretty sure that the dude is involved as well. Right? And that's just... That's like...
What is this movie you are talking about?
The movie I'm talking about? True Grit. Okay.
True Grit.
The remake. And I remember maybe a couple... Probably not a couple of days, because this news has been old. So maybe a couple of weeks ago, I read an article that said they kept in what worked and they fixed everything else. And that's all I needed to know.
Isn't that what they do?
The Coen brothers are making a movie. I must be there.
What?
I apologize, Coens, for not yet seeing A Serious Man. But you still have not sent me a screener.
How's that?
Send me a screener and I'll watch it.
I'm sure Kerb's going to. All right.
they let out Burn After Reading the year before.
Like a week.
But they did that with all the good movies this year.
What's your next movie or have you run out?
I'm just going to finish off because I think I just have two movies left in my...
Oh, I've got way more. What is this guy doing?
One is one that we spoke about recently on the podcast, Frozen. This movie looks really good.
So stupid.
No, Andrew, I'm not going to say it looks bad because it doesn't. But to say it looks really good...
Excuse me, does it look bad?
No, it looks like it could be
bad. Did you see the same trailer? We talked about this trailer.
Douglas is just trying to be nice.
No, I'm not trying to be nice. It's one of those things where I'm just like, I see what happens. But it doesn't... It looks like it could be good. It could be another Reservoir Dogs. It really could.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
No?
Who's directing this movie?
I don't know.
Wow. Giving me even less food. Some dude not looking forward to your movie.
He's offended, by the way.
I don't care.
Speaking of, are you sure it's a he?
Again. Some chick.
She's offended.
Okay. Let's be gender non-specific. Some person.
That person is offended.
Yo, son.
Yeah, I really love the trailer and I'm really interested in this film. Blah to you guys. And another movie that I'm looking forward to, which just came out this weekend in the States, but I don't know if we'll get to see it here anytime soon. Michael Cera's newest film, Youth in Revolt.
I was going to take that even though technically it wasn't on the list. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that movie. I want to watch it.
Like, I've read some people's early reviews and some people, one guy, I can't remember who it was, said it actually is Michael Cera's Tyler Durden film.
Well, clearly
not just the persona thing, but just that it works that well.
Oh yeah.
So he's comparing Cera to Fight Club.
Yes.
Hey, remember now, Brad Pitt was nothing more than a face and some heavenly abs before.
And Michael Cera is none of those things.
But wait and see. You never know. Maybe he pulls something off.
No, this movie looks really funny. I want to watch it. So yeah, you guys...
Yup, so you're up.
So Douglas, so you're done with your terrible movies.
Aww.
Did we talk about the A Prophet trailer?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, God damn it, you stole my movie.
The director is Jacques something something. I haven't seen any of his other movies, so I have no idea. No, this one is kind of different, because while I've had blind faith towards the directors...
I think I'm going to go and lie down now.
This is the only movie on my list that I have blind faith because of the actors.
Ooh, wow. Which one is this?
A very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Oh, wait, sorry. There's a new Harold and Kumar coming out?
I saw it.
Wait.
I don't know who's directing it.
But the thing is, right, I totally thought that this was not happening because Kal Penn,
right.
You know, he got employed by
right.
the president
by the
to do some sort of, like, person liaison to the arts or some crap like that. But, so, is Kal Penn actually going to be in this movie?
I have no idea. I have no information about him.
Oh, man.
This is just hope.
Oh, it is. I really want to watch this movie. No, I do not even know about this movie.
Very hard on Kumar. So, Greg Mottola did Adventureland.
He did, and that was okay.
Whatever.
Did
Superbad.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, and Seth Rogen in a movie
called
Paul.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that.
Absolutely. I'm hoping.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm hoping it's not a funny people situation.
Oh, fuck you.
Where he has all the people in line and it should be great and goes down such a treacherous road of nonsense. Please make this movie great. And James Mangold, he did 3:10 to Yuma.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good movie.
Fucking love that movie.
Ben Foster is fantastic in that movie.
And he's doing another movie with one Tom Cruise.
Is it Day and Night?
Yes, sir.
Or Night and Day.
Night and Day, whatever, yeah.
And I liked the film. I liked the trailer when the trailer came out.
Yeah.
And then I found out that Mangold was directing it and went, yes. And I'm more a director. I can't help myself.
Because directors are, well, you can always say the actors have a huge part to play.
Yeah.
But the director,
I mean,
really,
I love
like,
actors
he,
too.
You know, the director
moves. I read this article the other day about a secret Soderbergh project coming out.
Apparently he filmed something over the space of a month just a while ago without anybody.
I have to watch this movie, whatever it is. I don't care. Soderbergh is doing it.
This sounds like fun.
By the way, the fact that I know all of this information is because I do nothing at work right now. So hilarious.
I mean, it could just be another girlfriending scene.
Which I loved.
In 3 weeks, cost him $20. You know, to be sold up.
Hey, porn stars are not that cheap.
She wasn't even doing any porn. Also, a knock against the movie.
Come on, leave the girlfriend experience alone. That movie was kind of good. Was
oh,
really
oh,
good.
So it's gone from
it's
really good.
Good
to kind of good.
It's really good.
Then a couple of years from now, when Common Sense finally hits, you go, you know, that movie really wasn't that good. I mean, it is impressive that the girl can act, but there's this movie that's wrapped around it that is sheer nonsense.
If you hear any projects with Sasha Grey attached, are you looking forward?
Usually that's porn.
Well, I mean non-porn projects. Like, you know, the film directed by Michael Bay, which probably will be porn.
It would depend on the director. That is basically... I mean, if Soderbergh did another film with her, it's the only reason that I watch that movie. Because I don't have a problem with Soderbergh, by and large. It's just that movie, I don't know where this fool is getting all this love from. It really was that good. There's some other movies, what you guys have pretty much said. All the others.
Okay.
So.
Alright, so I guess I'll get to go. One of the movies I'm really looking forward to is, and this is weird because I really don't know much about it, and the only reason I'm looking forward to it is because a long time ago there were a couple of stills from the movie that came out, and I thought that the creature in this film looked really cool. And of course, one of my favorite actors are in there, Adrian Brody. This movie is called Splice. And I really don't know what it's about. I think it has something to do with them creating a new species of animal or something. And I'm sure, based on that, you know, things go awry and the animal kills people. And
we know who's directing it. No?
I don't. I didn't need to know much more than that.
Speaking of people turning into animals, what about Wolfman? None of us said that. Is anybody looking forward to that?
Actually, the funny part about it, that was on my most look forward to films last year, Wolfman, and then it got delayed, and right after I saw the second trailer, I just really felt like
it doesn't look that good anymore.
I'll watch it, and it looks like it could be good, but you know what? I mean, there clearly are so many problems, because did you see, there's an article, I don't think it came out today, maybe yesterday, maybe the day before, but very recently, it came out that even after they brought in some extremely well-respected editors to re-edit the film, they decided,
this was a new thing.
There is now a new set of editors re-editing what those spectacular editors have edited. Yeah. So clearly, something's going on. Like, something's wrong with it. But, you know what? This may be them trying to salvage a movie, and it may work. So, I can't really run these guys for doing that.
But in terms of...
Yeah, in terms of my expectations... Right. And
Supremely.
Benicio is in it, so I'll watch it. I love Benicio del Toro. He's like one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he is.
He is. He's my... we were having some arguments, me and a couple of my friends, about people who... about actors who haven't been in bad movies. I mean, there is people who may not like some of the movies, but in terms of, like, straight out, like, flat out bad movies. And
are you about to tell me that Benicio hasn't been in a bad movie?
We couldn't find
Okay, no, I can't remember the name, right?
The Haunted, well, the Haunted one?
Ooh, The Haunted, no, no, I mean, no, I like people, people,
I like the movie.
But no, I'll tell you exactly which
one
it was.
The one with Barrymore?
No. I mean, that was a bad movie.
No, it wasn't.
Actually, I didn't mind that movie.
Exactly.
I didn't mind that movie.
Right, we were talking about things that, you know, people are kind of on the fence with. Like, objectively
bad. I'll tell you exactly what it is. I can't remember the name, but it was him and Alicia Silverstone and Christopher Walken.
No, yeah, and that's the movie. No, not Barrymore. Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember it, other than the fact that those three were in it.
Right, that was the one that everyone, like, everyone said. No one had seen that movie, and so we got the movie. Instead of watching football, and I went, this movie's terrible. Not only would I have lost, they're going to kill me because I could have been watching football.
Okay, you know what? You know another movie I can pull out of my hat? I believe it is... I can't remember which one, but it's one of them, and I think it's License to Kill. He is in one
Is that the Bond movie?
Bond movies.
Does that even count?
No, it's son.
I'm sure he was probably like the Asian dude in the...
Damn right,
Cameron. I'm pretty sure he wasn't. I don't remember him.
He was. I don't know if it was License to Kill, but.
Oh, the name of that movie is Excess Baggage.
Right.
Excess Baggage. Thank you, chat room. But anyway, I guess I have another movie to talk about.
Yes.
Another movie I'm looking forward to, which, again, this is one of those where, not sure if it's coming out this year, they promise it, but, you know, all sorts of things could happen. It's The Hobbit.
That's not coming out this year at all.
Next.
Didn't I just read an article the other day about how it's going to go into its 14-month production starting in March or something?
That movie has absolutely no
chance. So skip.
All right. Anyway, okay. Another movie.
Do you think about who is on The Hobbit project? You think if that movie had a chance of coming up this year, it would be on my list.
All right, okay. So another movie, and this is another case of director love, like unbridled, blind, just, you know, huge faith in this director, even though his last movie was horrible.
Wow.
This is The Green Hornet.
Oh.
Directed by Michel Gondry.
Oh.
And
well, technically his last movie was...
Harper. On your top 10. No, not Michel. No, that's Terry Gilliam.
You're right. Tokyo was his last
movie.
But I was thinking more along the lines of...
I know.
Right.
That was bad.
I can't blame Jack Black alone for that.
Yeah, no, that was everybody. I mean, even Mos Def, I love Mos Def as a rapper. I really enjoy most of his movies that he's in. But this one,
the movie
was
a trainer.
He couldn't do anything.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah, it was just bad. Anyway, back to this movie. This movie, The Green Hornet. I really would like to see how Michel Gondry takes on mainstream film, because none of his films so far have been mainstream.
Wasn't Be Kind Rewind his attempt?
No, it was not. It was...
I hope not.
No, it was this film about, you know, people... Well, I guess you could...
He did dumb down all of his usual tendencies just to make this film mainstream.
I understand. Accessible. I understand what you're saying about blind faith. Because, I mean, Green Hornet is not doing... And, I mean, just what... The stories that keep circling, people are on again, off again.
You see, that's the thing. Whenever a film has those troubles, I kind of worry about it a lot. And the thing for me was when Stephen Chow left the project completely. Okay. Like, not even acting as Kato anymore. Yeah. Like, that's when I went like, yeah, this movie probably not going to end up well.
There is some Russian movie. About flying cars.
Yes, I know this movie that you're talking about, and it has flames on the front. I can't remember what it's called.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Is it Black Lightning?
I think that's it. Yeah. I have to see that.
But this trailer, I remember there was a trailer that came out for it from like six months ago.
Right, and then there was another trailer. I have to see that movie. I don't care how I get to see that movie. We'll see by then. I'm putting that on the list.
Okay. Oh, sorry, boss. Okay, so I'm supposed to wrap up. So quickly, another director love. This movie by Jean-Pierre Junot. Who directed also Amelie. Technically, this may be a 2009 film, so I'm not sure if this really should be on my list, but I definitely haven't seen it, and I haven't seen much news about it being out mainstream. So I'll just keep it on my list for now. It's Micmacs. It's really a long name, but I believe that's the English version.
Yeah, we saw the trailer for that. That was a really cool trailer.
And really, to tell you the truth, from the trailer, I don't know what the hell this thing is about. It's like a circus or like a bunch of weird people coming together. I don't know, but... I love this guy. I have seen Amelie, fantastic. I have seen A Very Long Engagement, fantastic. He has done a couple other things that I won't talk about.
Didn't he do Delicatessen?
He did Delicatessen, which, even though I haven't seen, it looks fantastic. But I think he also did Diana Revolution. So,
which movie? I didn't hear.
So
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't quite
hear. Wait, I might be wrong, but I think he did Alien Resurrection.
The chat room just confirmed it for us.
No, I remember.
But either way, 3 out of 4, that ain't bad. Okay? So
the hell kind of man.
What's that, a C?
Well, you know what?
Depends on where
you go. If this movie is good, it's gonna be 4 out of 5, which is 80. That's a B. Thank you very much.
Again, it depends on where.
So I'm really looking forward to that film. Another one that I'm looking forward to, kind of. Only really because, well, I guess the trailer is a really good trailer, and I love the lead actor in this film, Timothy Olyphant. This movie is The Crazies, mm-hmm. And even though it looks like it could easily be just a really mainstream, blasé type of movie, I still want to see what happens.
Exactly. I saw The Getaway, a perfect Getaway trailer.
Oh man,
this is not going to be. It's not going to be fun. And I saw the movie. It's lots of fun.
Okay, you said A Prophet, which is really on my list. Oh man, that trailer was just fantastic. But you know, since that's there, I'll just move right on and to my last film for 2010. Now, again, this is another movie that has been promised for years and years and years. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen in 2010.
Then let's not mention it.
If it's going to happen at all, this movie in Sin City 2.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Never Sin City 2!
It cannot happen.
Robert Rodriguez.
Have you seen how many projects Rodriguez has promised everyone?
Dude.
He has like 5 movies on his slate to do.
There's no... And just to get all the actors back...
And what's her face went and died? What the hell? Brittany Murphy went and died.
Yeah.
I know she can't play a role. I don't even know if she has. Does she have any more? You know more than me about this comic. Does she have any more to play in this
thing?
She has a small part to play.
Right. Okay.
Small. Tiny.
Okay. Yeah, but.
Because in the backstory for
Clive Owen's character, Dwight. Yeah. He leaves Rosario Dawson, which you already know, Brittany Murphy. So it's really tiny as to what you see in the leaving bit.
So they can take her out. Because, to tell you the truth, I have never been a big Brittany... No, I've never been a big Brittany Murphy fan, but...
What about 301?
That movie, shut up. In that movie, I think that was her best performance. And I think it was really good. And clearly you guys, you just want me to stop. But Sin City 2, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, you will be here in 2010.
And on that note, it's we can end.
Yes, listen... I said from the get-go, I know it's probably not going to happen, but this is what I want to happen.
Probably. Because they have a better shot of winning the lottery at this point.
All right, give me a lottery ticket. Jeez, I'll win it. Anyway, so like Andrew was saying, it seems like we're all done with our top, our supposed top 10 of 2010.
Yeah. We'll check back in at the end of the year, see how this matched up.
Exactly. And so, you know.
My list is pretty safe.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, you can find us. We are on, of course, gmanreviews.com, the official site of Tom.
Can I tell you, I checked around a week ago, and I think I was in the high 60s, in the low 60s on Technorati.
That's amazing. We have bumped up. You guys have made us what we are, and we love you, and please make us a little bit higher.
You can find us on iTunes and the podcast alley.
Uh-huh. And of course, Andrew, you can always Twitter him at GmanReviews. And me, I am DJR Lost His Name. And Damian is Vibes Cartel.
I promise not to get a Twitter.
That's your New Year's resolution.
Okay, down this path.
Down this path? Okay.
No Facebook, no Twitter.
No Facebook, no Twitter.
Don't care.
Okay.
And that is it. Thanks for listening and good night.
Good night.